Blog Talk Radio.
Here I am at 6 o'clock in the morning, still thinking about you. It's still hard at 6 o'clock in the morning to sleep without you, and I know
November 8th. Oh my God, you guys, I actually remember what day it is. Oh my God. Tonight, we are going to be talking about all the soaps, all the primetime dramas. Remember Wednesday in the CMA Awards, I will be TV. keep going it, of course, because, you know, we are talking about everything and anything tonight. There are no rules, you know. It's just going to be one of those good shows, and it's going to be really good, and I'm going to bring on my first caller. I'm sure my co-host will be here so late, so... Let's bring 7-0 on, but I think that's Allie. I hope it's Allie, because Allie's so sweet and kind and nice, and I want to know about her new apartment. Hey!
Hey, you're going to make me blush.
I'm sorry. Why? It's true. I mean, I love chatting with you, and, you know, I mean, we need all the late-round supporters we can get in this lifetime, and, but how is the,
the apartment?
Yeah, how's the apartment?
It's good. It's still lonely. My friend is going to be coming up to stay with me for a little while because she wants to get away from her family for a little bit. So I will be having company over starting tomorrow. I think they're going to stay until Friday. So I don't know if she's going to try and join in on the show with me on Wednesday or not. But she's not a soap fan watcher, but she watches primetime sometimes.
We cover like primetime too. I mean, even though the little host me, I have so much Grey's Anatomy Private Practice. Still to catch up on, and I'm just thankful that Thanksgiving weekend in almost here. Well, you know, because there's no soaps on that Thursday or Friday. So basically, I can watch it then. Everything hopefully get caught up with. Let's see. Okay. Kiwi's on the way. Hey, you.
Hello. Hi. Yeah, I can't get into, I don't know what's going on with the computer again, but I can't get into chat or anything. I don't know what's going on here. I'm having the same problem as I did the last time.
Hey, Ali, are you in the room, too?
No, I'm not. Do you need me to get into the room?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know if you could even hear. I don't even know if they could hear. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, yeah, I don't even know if anybody could hear you.
Let me see.
There's nothing
happening.
If we
have the same problem as last time...
Yeah. I'm gonna scream.
Because there's nothing showing. It's like these little exclamation mark where the chat room is.
Uh huh.
And then media player is not even on. It's a blue screen, like a blank blue little thing in the corner there. So,
Okay, hold on.
Maybe if I'm. I should try going into something else. Let me go into another, like, live thing. Maybe. Oh, let's see. I'll go into something else.
But no, I didn't press the wrong. Oh,
I mean,
yeah, you did. I clicked last Monday, so. Oh.
What?
I guess I posted on the link from Wednesday, so. But I just copied and pasted the Daytime After Dark thing. That's all I did, and it just seemed crazy.
Not going in. There's something wrong with it again.
You know what, Blog Talk? I'm about to fucking kill you.
Oh, it said I need to.
What?
Maybe I need to upgrade my flash player by clicking this link.
Okay, Dallas, can you? Okay. I'm so out. So you're excited about your company?
I am excited about my company.
Oh, that's so cool.
I mean,
sometimes, you know, when you first start living on your own, yeah, if you lived with a bunch of people before, yeah, that is crazy. Okay. So what was I going to ask you? Oh, yeah, so, we are going to talk about a lot of stuff tonight, and no problem.
Do you know for sure if other people can hear you? I mean. Because it's a mute point. Well, actually, if it's archived, I guess it's.
Yeah, I know, but I'm way too fucking kill this. I gotta stop saying that word, but that word is just like my girl, my to-go. And in case, like, my little nephew is hearing me. Hi, Xanu. Xanu, I'm kind of crazy, you know that? So, yeah, I have since 8. Okay, okay. This is crazy. Why is the scene this as again? Why? I do not understand this. Okay, so, Allie, is there anything you want to talk about?
Okay, I am here at the new apartment without any cable. So.
Okay, you know what? I've decided that I'm going. Oh, Shirley is on the line. I better bring her on. Hey, Shirley.
Hello, girls. How you doing?
Okay, well, Blog Talk is acting stupid tonight.
Doesn't it always do that? Doesn't it always act stupid?
Yeah, well, yeah, this makes me want to scream, but I won't scream. Oh, did you have a nice weekend?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was over to my daughter's. It was my grandson's second birthday. He was 2 years old on Sunday.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, yeah. He's a real cutie. He's a sweet little boy.
Did he open the present?
We had a party for him on Friday, so he got lots of toys, and my daughter baked him a cake, and we grilled burgers and hot dogs on the grill.
Oh, that sounds fun.
So we had a good time, and his cousins were there. So we had a good time. Now, yesterday, I wasn't with him because yesterday was actually his birthday. But he spent it with his mom and dad at the Busch Gardens in Tampa.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And she said they had a great time. They had a great time. He had a ball. So.
They want me to talk about Brenda's pregnancy.
Back up. Brenda's pregnancy. Now, I was reading something now. Is it true that she had a baby?
I think so.
General Hospital is so stupid. Are they trying to say that she and Dante had this affair?
No, she was pregnant. I think she lost it, a miscarriage or something.
I mean, but was it Dante's baby?
That's what I'm not sure on, Silly.
Speaking of Dante, I used to be a Dante fan and Lulu fan. I'm not so much anymore. I'm kind of missing Johnny and Lulu right now. I love them.
Yeah,
Johnny.
By the way, Dante was not the father.
Okay.
So it's got to be either Jack. Oh, maybe it's somebody that was involved. Maybe it's one of the Balkan men or something.
Oh, gosh.
Could it be one of the Balkan men? Maybe like the son of the Balkan? That could be good.
Yeah,
maybe it was the
Balkans, and he still thinks that the kid's out there.
And maybe maybe the kid's still alive, and he pretended like the child died so he could raise the child like something Helena would do, you know? So maybe her child's out there somewhere alive.
Could he be in Port Charles? Hey, is that another storyline coming up? Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh. Oh!
What?
Yeah.
It's just so sad how you lie in bed at night or you read these spoilers. And I mean, you can think of better storylines than what they have right now.
Oh, you guys, Bridget is on the line. I brought Bridget on, so Bridget, you're on the line, too.
Okie dokie.
Hello, Bridget.
Hello,
Brady. Are you having trouble with Blog Talk too? Because I can't get in chat or anything. My media player.
I did at first, and
really?
Then I rebooted, and it came back
Why
on all
it?
Right, and it's been good
fucking
all right
shit.
Now.
I'm
so
booting the damn fucking.
I guess I gave them the wrong link, but I just copied and pasted like last week's, you know, the link, and maybe that is, but that shouldn't do it. I've done it before. I've always, maybe Blog Talk hates me tonight. I don't know.
I'm sorry, whether Dante and Brenda had a past shouldn't be relevant to the family breaking up, because for one, she didn't know Dante was Sonny's in the first place. And
true.
So there's no relevance. What she did outside of being away from Sunny is none of their damn business. And I'm sorry, Carly needs to quit her shit. I'm so tired of her meddling. It's unbelievable. I'm sorry.
Okay, you know what? No, I disagree on that. Dante needs to go down. He was a hypocrite a long time ago in crocheting. Oh my God, Zuz, Michael is the one that killed him. Not Sonny, and you know what? He covered up a crime with Brenda. So I'm sorry if Carly wants to get revenge on that son of a bitch. Go for it, Carly. I'm all for it.
It's done. It's done. He's out. Michael's out, and they've got a good relationship. Why can't you just let it go? Going over the top getting in Brenda's business. I'm sorry. Because it involves.
Well,
Brenda.
You know what?
You know what?
I love Brenda too, but.
I mean, she's just stirring a pot that shouldn't be stirred. I mean, it's not her concern. It isn't at all. Brenda and Dante is not Carly's concern, period.
Oh, my God. Oh, but was it really Dante's concern? In open court and say, oh, by the way, Sonny's not the one that killed Claudia.
We're not talking about that,
Carly.
This is a totally different thing. This is between Brenda.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It is, because it has nothing to do with
No, Brenda. It's not.
Okay, but I
think. I'm sorry, it's not, babe.
You know what, Bridget? You know what I think? She's talking to Carly about Carly is not as... We got in a little bit of an argument this past weekend about it, and we ain't never going to agree on... We ain't never going to agree on Carly or Robin or... I'm kind of... with the Dante thing, though, I'm kind of, like, not liking Dante right now, so... But, I mean...
Hold on a minute. I have another call. Go on. Keep talking. I'll catch up with you guys.
Okay.
I try to tell Carly everybody's going to have their own opinions on what they think of that.
That's
the
right.
Line,
and I'm sticking to mine.
I'm
sticking to mine. You know, as far as I'm concerned, Carly can, you know, blow up Dante for all I care. I mean, all he cared about was throwing Sunny under the bus months ago. And then, but he covers up this movie with Brenda, but that makes it okay because it's Dante. Dante covered up something. So let's give him a pass. No, I'm sorry, I'm not. I see him. No.
Oh, my gosh. It's so sad how you can go on and on and on about this show, and this show's crap, you know, right now.
I understand that.
And what I just wish, I know we would kind of been clashing on it too, Carly, with this, is the history of the show and I'm getting tired of the plot points. I want these character-driven shows again. I'm tired. I mean, you could add both plot point and character-driven stories, just mesh them together or something, but more of the character-driven stories, you know what I mean? Like this new character Siobhan, and instead of bringing her in all of a sudden, they could develop the character more than they have now, because she's kind of been a plot point device for Lucky's story and everything. We don't know much about her, and you know that's what I miss about these shows and everything. It's like it's so bad.
I'm sorry, Bridget. I feel not got heated.
I mean, one life to live is so much better right now than general hospital, in my opinion. Yeah, it turned out today Quint is the father of Rex, isn't he?
Okay, that's just so that, Bridget, I am sorry. I should have not spoke that word to you, but I got a little passionate. Okay, a lot passionate. Maybe we should do One Life to Live for a moment, because I don't get what's going on in One Life to Live. Does anyone else? I mean, how can Rex be cleansed when months ago they did that DNA test?
Well, it's a soap opera. They could do whatever they want.
A stroke of the pen.
Yeah.
anything.
Ford brother's father came on the show today, Dave. He's a bastard, man. He's not a nice-looking character. He's mean.
Oh.
And Clint, with the whole DNA testing thing, if he never wanted Rex to find out that he was his father, then Clint, you know, has enough money to change it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he knew that it was going on because of Bo. Because I think Clint and Bo was on good terms at that time, and they was talking. And so Clint knew about the DNA test, I'm pretty sure.
Mm. You know, it's funny. I don't really watch One Life to Live. I used to watch it a while ago, but I haven't watched it in I don't know how long. But see the difference that they, you know, that they are writing Clint now. He's a real bastard.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to Clinty Pool?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I know.
Boy, he is something else. He's not a very nice person anymore.
He's gotten more and more like Asa.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Asa was a real, like, father likes him because Asa was a real bastard. But Clint,
yeah,
I mean,
God,
you know,
yeah.
I said, whoa, Clint's a rule. So he's, what's the kid's name, Rex? So that's his father.
I love Rex.
That's his son.
Yep.
Oh, I'm moving right
along. But like I said, what I don't get is months ago they did the DNA. So why didn't the DNA Marco have Natalie's DNA or Jessica's DNA on that Marco? Or even Clint's. That's what I don't get.
I just told you, Carly, Clint probably changed it. It's going to be a backstory, and it's going to show in a few episodes. It'll show that Clint changed the DNA testing so that way that, you know, Rex wouldn't be related.
Mm.
Because he wants it kept secret. He doesn't like Rex. He never has.
Mm. The old changing of the DNA. Typical soap opera stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I mean, how many times has it happened?
Every single soap opera has done it.
True. Oh, silly. Did you see YNL? Did you see YNL last week?
Yes, I have.
You know what?
I said, Lord, okay. I swear. Here we go again with Nikki and Victor. Here we go. He caught her again. I said, God, please, what is the problem here? What is the problem here, Nikki? Every time she thinks that Victor, you know, has dumped her, she finds solace in the arms of a turd like Deacon, who I can't stand.
I know.
I can't stand him. Oh, God, he's such a jerk.
YNR
is good. YNR is good. I love Young and the Restless. I love them.
I was watching YNR last night about, like, 1 in the morning, and I was literally in tears with Victoria after giving up weed. That was sad. I'm sorry.
It was very, very sad. Yeah, it was very sad.
Yeah, and I know I'm, like, crying. And I called Terry at but she didn't pick up. And I'm like, I can't. I mean, I was literally crying, and then what scared the crap out of me, you guys?
It was sad because, like, you know, I'm a mom, and I knew if somebody took my child away, and even look, even JC himself, he was even crying, but that didn't stop him from. Child needs his mother. I'm sorry. I don't care if JT, you know, has full custody. The child needs his mother, and he doesn't need his mother 36 months or 20 minutes on
exactly.
the telephone. The child needs his mother every day, you know. And plus that JT, he and that chick, they're going to have their own baby, too. So, come on. You know, I thought that was terrible.
But one thing that did scare the crap out of me was when Victor, Maggie, you know, was drugging him, and then you think he was asleep, and then he goes, wah!
Yeah, that was good.
That scared the heck out of me.
I said, wow, that was very good writing. That was very, because you didn't really, you know, I didn't expect that. I don't think a whole lot of people didn't expect it, but that was good. But they sure wrapped up their... That storyline, it had a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Well, yeah.
And
it was done very quickly.
Because she's going to be on, I think, Skating with the Stars or some show. I was reading about her.
Brenda, what did you think of it?
YNR? I didn't get to watch.
Oh, like you didn't see Friday the 13th? You need to go and watch, because it was one of the most emotional scenes Victoria has done, and I just love her performance. You know, and I thought, with the whole, see how you give up her kid, and I'm like, okay, see why Victoria should not be a part of anyone's life. He caused a lot of things for Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, I don't like this whole changing the clock thing. I just, you know, I mean, yeah, we get an hour of sleep, but, like, you have to change every clock, and it's annoying.
Well, I don't really have any clocks in my house. I have... All of my clocks are on the VCR or whatever you call it, you know, and it's on my cable. The only one I have to change is the microwave. That's all. That's the only thing. Everything else automatically changed. Even, you know, even the computer. So, and since my watch isn't working, I don't have to change that. But I don't ever have to worry about that because everything is in automatic here. So,
I love gaining the extra hour.
Oh, yeah, well, I think most people do. To me, it doesn't make any difference. I don't work or anything. So, really, an hour back, an hour ahead, don't make no difference.
I am, like, totally screwed whenever we get into the spring.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
It messes me completely up.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah.
You know, of course you gain an hour in the fall, but you lose an hour in the spring forward. So... I think more people get screwed up in the spring than in the fall. Yeah, think so.
Yeah.
I think so. So, ladies, what else? What else is happening on GH? I'm reading some of the recaps and whatnot, and some of the stuff is almost funny. I don't know.
Okay, so what's going on with the whole Lisa, Robin, Patrick storyline?
I don't know.
Ladies?
There was a fire, I know that.
Yeah, there was a fire, and you know what? I keep thinking.
Robin's got an infection. She's got an infection now that will compromise her immune system. And since she's that'll probably make it worse. And Lisa right now has been arrested because Robin accused her of setting the fire. But she didn't set the fire because during the birthday party, somebody was playing with
Cameron.
Her, like, Yeah, they were liking the
lighting.
Oh,
it was Cameron again?
It was candles. There was candles, and I think the candle fell, and it landed on the paper wrap.
Oh,
and that caught on fire. And Lisa
showed up after.
And so now Lisa's trying to convince Nicholas, you know, to, like, trying to convince her that she's not guilty and or whatever. And so right now Robin has an infection. I think they're going to try to get close to Patrick and Robin or something, I guess, because of this. And then Lisa's going to come into her room with a syringe full of something. And then I think Steve's going to catch on about that and realize what she has. I forgot what she has in the syringe or something.
Can someone tell me how long has Steve been on the show? I mean, how has it been a year? Has it been a year since he's been on the show?
Yeah, I think it has been.
I think it has.
And how many times has he had a story? I mean, has he had a storyline of his own, or has he?
Well, they
keep bringing people on, and why do they do that? What?
Hey, brother, I have a really good laugh for you, though. Guess what? Event got canceled.
What?
Brother, have you heard?
About what?
What event got canceled big time?
Oh, no, I haven't been paying attention. Who's been canceled?
They are not doing JSAM.
They're not doing a JSAM event? Oh, my God.
What happened?
Oh, they are not doing... There was a JSAM event supposed to happen, but it got canceled. Not the Daytime Connection one, another one.
Oh. Oh, well. Moving right along. What can I say? Well, didn't she cancel the last VPA because she was sick or something? She had allergies or something like that, or she was shooting some movie or so. Anyway, it got canceled. This is the VPA. Now I read that she was supposed to have one of those fan things with Tyler, wasn't she? Wasn't she and Tyler doing?
Vincent Patrick Thompson, Patrick from DH too.
But they canceled. So what, JSAM?
Kelly is sick, and that's why he got canceled. Well, I guess he's been sick a lot lately
Sick is always sick. What is wrong with us? I mean, she takes some vitamins or something. Why is she always sick? Jeez.
It's really convenient that she's always sick just for personal appearances.
Yeah, you would think, huh?
She can go to work and kiss on Steve and everything, but she can't go meet a couple fans.
Well, I don't blame us for going to work to kissing on Steve. I would like to go to work and kiss on Steve myself, shoot. But if she's sick, if I was Steve, I'd say I'll pass.
No.
I don't think so. She has the flu, somebody is saying. Damn, it's
she has allergies.
Oh, the flu, the allergies, she's hungover. What is her problem?
I don't know, but a lot of people have allergies and the flu, and they still go on.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess she doesn't believe in the show must go on. And she does not believe in that at all.
Nope.
Hey, Terry.
Yes.
Have you been following Dexter?
Yes, actually. I watched it today. I wasn't watching it last night. I recorded. I watched it today. That new chick now, she's starting to become Dexter's sidekick now and everything.
Your sidekick, really? See,
yeah,
I didn't see it because it wasn't up on Cash TV, and I have to try again tomorrow. But
well,
I think she's
going to be like a Dexter. She's going to be like Dexter's, yeah, like sidekick of killing people. Or she seems like she's just enjoying it.
Sort of like a sous chef, huh? She's going to prep him and he's going to kill him? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, because the episode that I saw that was yesterday, he was going to the house of one of the suspects involved in these killings.
In the murder?
And involved in her kidnapping and rape and everything. And
right,
he went to the house and he told her to stay in the car. And he's like, it's too dangerous because she's safe. And then he was searching around the house and the guy went behind him and grabbed Dexter. And I'm like, oh, my God, Dexter. I was like, oh, my God, Dexter. Oh, no,
oh,
no.
Lord.
And then Lumen came behind and knocked the guy out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Dexter was like, we got to get out of here before he gets up. And so, and so she really enjoyed that. She had too much fun.
Yeah.
And I think what's happening right now, a big part of it has a lot to do with this. I think the guy behind it all is a motivational speaker, Jordan Chase. I think he's the bigwig guy that Dexter needs to get to him first.
Really?
Oh, well, no. I think he needs to get to the little people before he can get to him, though. And they found a picture of the guys that are involved in all this from, like, 15 years ago. It's like they all knew each other. They're like a past, it seems
Yeah,
we'll see.
Wow. I don't know, but I was telling my sister, like I said, I can't wait to watch it. I hope it's up tomorrow. But I feel that she's going to be his Dexter's downfall. Because now he's going to help her. You know, get those men who, you know, and I don't know.
Yeah.
He's all involved, and he's not really focusing on like he used to do. I don't know.
And then at the end of the show, she was over at his apartment, and he had his baby, you know, and then she was, like, holding the baby up, and Dexter was looking at her like he was, like, reminiscing about Rita or whatever. Oh, my God. Is he going to get involved with
no.
her?
Oh, no. I hope not.
I don't need Dexter to be involved with anyone because it's just Prue.
He should not get involved with anybody.
He can't be involved with anybody because you can't be a spirit killer like that and,
have such a normal family life, you know, husband, father, serial killer.
I know. Well, even the Kennedy killer couldn't really, he was married and had kids, but that didn't last, so he got killed by Dexter, too. Dexter's only doing this, I think Dexter's really doing this to help her because since he couldn't get revenge on Rita.
Yeah,
he's helping her because this is his way of helping Rita in a way, or something.
Right? Because he can't, you know, get Rita's But it's I just love this show. That's one of my favorite shows, Dexter and Criminal Minds. Those are my favorite two shows on television.
Oh, did you see Criminal Minds from Thursday?
You mean Wednesday? Wednesday, yes. It was very good. It's good every week.
There wasn't like a couple of soap stars were on. I thought they were supposed to be on that. Oh, maybe it was the. No, it was. Well, one of them was supposed to have like ZT and Daniel, maybe that was CIS Miami on this.
Yeah, I don't see. Yeah, they weren't on. Yeah, we didn't have any soap stars on Criminal Minds, and Criminal Minds comes on Wednesday, so you know. But I don't know. They're just not too interesting. Soap opera. Really, the only soap opera that I'm really. Oh, and I didn't get to see Days today. You know, I didn't get to see, but I was reading that Vivian, I think Philip gets her out of there. I don't know because I hear that she gets freed from her coffin.
Gus gets her out of there.
Huh? Guess that person
is working with Vivian, the whatever he does. So, yeah. Terry, did you record your little Gossip Girl thing tonight?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Gossip Girl, my 26-year-old niece here, she's like, because she likes the shows, The Hills and, like, the Kardashian, you know,
mm-hmm.
My other niece said, well, if you like that, you'll like Gossip Girl, you know, and everything. And so one of my niece's boyfriend has first two seasons of Gossip Girl. So Tanya, now she can't get enough of it now. It's so funny. She's watching the second season. She watched the first season the whole weekend. So now she's watching it now, starting season two. So, and I'm telling her things about the show, and I don't mean to. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I just told you something that happens and stuff, you know, so. Yeah, I know. Oh, it's on right now. Oh, I forgot to change my clock on my VCR. I'm thinking it's 9:43.
It's
only
8:43. See, it's always It doesn't change automatically, Terry.
I have to change it myself on my VCR. I guess the only reason I like to keep it like that for a couple days, so that way, you know, when I wake up, I still have time to sleep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've done that ever since I was in high school. When the time changes like this, what time did we change into? Was it spring forward or was it back?
Back, spring forward.
When it's that this time, I like to keep it back, because that way when I wake up and it's like 9 o'clock, it's actually, or no,
it's really 8, it's really 8 o'clock. If it's 9 o'clock, it's really 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you want to live in your time bubble, huh?
Yeah.
I know.
And the only ones that don't do it is Arizona. And they're the only one that doesn't do the time difference, because Arizona doesn't do it.
Oh, really?
Hey, Shirley, have you been watching Hawaii Five-0? I haven't been watching.
It was pretty good tonight, Tara. Do you DVR or you tape it?
I have like 4 weeks worth of still to watch. I'm bad.
Yeah, well.
I get on my little kicks at night on YouTube, and
kids
vouch for me, recently, I've been on this Wings kick. You know that television show, Wings?
Oh, my gosh. That's an old show.
I know.
Yeah, that is.
Wow.
What happened was I watched a movie with Kim Bailey. It was on YouTube. It was called, Naomi Watts was in it. It was a really good Western movie. It was a really good love story. It was called The Outsiders.
Showtime
movie. He played like a gunslinger guy, and she was an Amish woman whose husband got murdered, and she found him, you know, shot, and he almost died, and she brought him back to health. They kind of fell in love, blah blah blah. And I'm like, yeah. And then it just brought back memories when he was on Wings, and that's when I was looking for Wings on YouTube, and
somebody
uploaded practically every single episode of Wings on YouTube. So
that was a good show. You know the guy who was on what's the show that comes on after Grey's? He was one of the wingers. I watched it last Thursday. Boy, was that a powerful show, because I normally don't watch it either. I watched maybe the first couple of episodes when it first came on, but then I just couldn't get into it. But, girl, if you want to watch last Thursday. Mm-hmm. That was a powerful, powerful Private Practice. Very, very good. It was about rape.
I don't watch Private Practice.
It was good. I don't normally watch it either, but for some reason I said, oh, let me see what's on, because I saw it coming in trash, and I said, oh, let me see. It was powerful. Very, very good.
I used to watch comedy shows. It would be the only shows. Back when I was in high school, I used to always just watch comedy shows. Mm-hmm. And then I started just getting into dramas, and like I watched like Glee is like the only comedy slash drama show that I, well, it's more of a comedy show, but that's the only thing that I watch that's comedy. Now, I watch more of like the drama, like this, like I kind of like watch the teen dramas too, you know, like Gossip. Well, now it's Gossip Girl, and what else do I watch? Vampire Diaries. I watch that. I watch the adult ones, like True Blood, you know, on Showtime, the summer show, and, you know, but, yeah, I got too much stuff on my DVR. I don't have time to watch
it. Yeah, me too. Hey, Brenda, did you watch Grey's Anatomy yet?
Yeah, I watched them on the night.
Okay, so it's really good. Like, I haven't watched it yet. And did you watch Private Practice, too?
Yes, I did. That was a
powerful episode, wasn't it, Bridget?
Yeah, it was. It was a really good one. This Very next week is going to be the aftermath of it.
I think I'm gonna watch it too. Because like I said, normally I don't watch it, but I got caught up in it. I said, wow, this is really good. So this is really very very good, very very powerful, very very powerful.
Oh, yeah, someone in the essay goes, yeah, last week's Private Practice broke my heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the acting was excellent.
Yeah.
Acting was excellent.
You watched The Sons of Arcadia?
Of Anarchy? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay. And what season is that on?
Because
I've heard a lot about it.
It's on FX, and it's on season 3.
Yeah, my sister watches that. She loves that show. She loves that show. Sons of Anarchy.
You know, they were going to take FX off here, but then they decided not to. The Comcast lineup, there was talk about taking FX off, and a lot of people got mad about taking, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm looking forward to watching that. And I have 2 episodes of The Blue Bloods to watch.
Now, that's a show I tried. I watched it for a couple of Sundays.
Really?
And I cannot get into True Blood. I just find it too bloody.
Oh, Blue Bloods. Were you talking? Okay, I thought Carly said Blue Bloods. I was going to
wait. No, True Blood. True Blood. I cannot get into that. I'm sorry. I stopped watching it.
And you know how it's ironic? You can't get into True Blood, but you can get into Spartacus. Well, I guess Spartacus is not as bloody. It's more sexual.
Oh, no. It's a different show because it's going to be blood.
They still show a lot of blood on that show, too, though, on Spartacus.
Yeah,
so, you
know. I know, but I just can't get into that vampire thing. I just can't. I guess
because you're not a vampire fan like me. I love vampire shows.
I guess I'm not, too.
Next season is better than the list last season because it sucked.
Really?
What's that?
True Blood.
True Blood?
Yeah, you know what? You're right, because I watched like the last episode, and it didn't make any sense to me. Well, maybe if I have to be looking at it the whole season, but I said, I think to me the show is overrated. You know, by talking, True Blood, to me it's like overrated. It's just, I don't know. Whatever.
Do you want to hear a funny thing, though, with that True Blood?
What?
I'm a huge fan of True Blood. Love it.
Are you really?
Yes. So I decided my mom is kind of, she doesn't like too much blood. But
right.
I told her, I said, True Blood, you know, it has its spots, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's not too, like, really, really bad. And the night that we went to watch it together was the Bill and Lorena sex scene where he turns her head
goodness.
All the way around.
Oh, God. And you watch it with your mom?
Yeah, and she went, and she's like, looking away, and she's like, I thought you said it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, right.
And I said, I didn't know about this.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Well, Well, what can
that
you,
was
what can
horrible.
Wrong timing is everything in life. Bad
That's
timing.
What I told my mom. I'm like, check it out on a different episode.
Right. Oh,
but yeah, she won't watch it no more.
I guess not. I guess not.
And that just freaked me out anyway, that whole scene.
Well, what can I say?
Him as twisting the neck. Oh.
Ooh, pain.
I know.
Hey, did you watch Spartacus when it was on, Allie?
I haven't seen it.
I heard Aiden Turner is vying for that role.
Is he?
Oh, really?
There's a
Aiden
few of
Turner?
Them that are vying for that role since he's not going to be back. And Aiden Turner's one of them.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know. He's. I just miss that guy. He was so perfect. He was so good.
Was.
I don't
he,
see Aiden. I can't see Aiden Turner. I know.
I
can't.
Nobody else can fill that role but him.
I know, Bridget. Bridget, not Aiden Turner, please.
They might as well just let the show go, because I'm afraid they're not going to be able to fill his shoes, even if they get an unknown or something.
I know, he was so good, and I had never seen him before. Now, he is Australian, too, but I just can't see Aiden Turner playing him. I'm sorry.
He was actually in a movie that I saw. It was an Australian movie. It was on Netflix. He played like an angel. He played Angel of
Death. Oh, really?
He was sent to Earth. It was really good.
And he's such a good actor, and he is so sexy. Oh,
I know. You know who else was up? They were considering, you know that show Prison Break? Not Dominic Purcell. Not
Prison.
Him, but the guy that played Michael. The guy that played Michael, the brother that went into prison to help his brother.
That the one,
I was like, there is no way.
No way. They are going to have. They are going to have some time trying to fill that guy's shoes. Well, they can't. They can't because he was. I wonder if I could get an update on how he's coming along, because that was so sad, boy. He was. They thought he was going to be okay, then he got sick again. Man. Oh. You never know. I'm just reading these recaps from this stupid General Hospital. Oh, jeez.
You know what?
They should really call it the Brenda Show. Why? To me, I don't get it. This one woman has all the men falling over her and all the women hating her.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, what is it, you know? And I said, she's not, I mean, Vanessa Marcel, I think she's, I don't know, to me, you know, they think she's so pretty, but to me, Becky Herbst knocks her out of the box. I'm sorry, because Becky has, I love Becky's face.
Yes.
She has such a pretty face. I love Becky's face.
I know,
but
me
to
too.
Me, Vanessa is like overrated to me.
But what the hell do I know?
Huh?
What the problem is that they overhyped her return. They held all their eggs in one basket
with her.
One person is not alone to bring the ratings up. They need to redo the whole show, period, to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what I tell...
In my opinion, though, to start with, is they, you know, like the couple, like Liz and Jason, maybe there'll be a start. They could be a fresh start to help the ratings, but they're not going to...
Steve said they do not want to write for them. Didn't he say that at the sale in Vegas?
Yeah.
He said they just don't. They refuse to write for them. Why? I don't know.
They're going to have to...
But, you know,
they're going to have to start writing for them because did you see the ratings?
Yep.
The ratings
I know. This, yep. this is the worst. 1.5.
Yep. And,
oh,
and you know.
That repeat episode got 1.2. Isn't that funny?
I know.
I love
terrible.
It.
That's terrible.
They were hoping that.
Allie says she loves it. But you know what? You know what? Even if they write for, you know, Steve and Becky, it's going to take more than them. You know, they have just messed.
Well, no,
they have
no, yeah.
they have decimated this show. Really, they have killed this show. I have never seen such bad writing for a soap opera in my entire life.
Yeah,
really,
I think it's going to take more than just getting Jason
yeah.
and Elizabeth together.
It
is. It's going
to no,
take.
Because they're going to have to get. They have. You know, they should just start firing people from the management on down and just do a
they
whole
should just start
total,
hiring
a total,
fans.
A total revamp of this show because it's terrible. It's terrible. I mean, it's and then they keep
what they should do is have a contest, like a writing contest for general
I agree.
Hospital defense, some unknown
mm-hmm.
writers or something,
mm-hmm.
and have people that are writing fan fictions and just have a contest and hire
yeah,
unknown
right.
writers that know the
right.
show. That have been
give them some ideas because apparently who's ever writing the show, they don't know how to write for soaps. And Bob Guza, I don't see, he has issues, okay? He has issues. He has some serious issues.
I
agree. Terrible. The man's writing sucks. I mean, everybody on this show, I mean, it isn't a complete storyline. It's choppy. I said, you know, that's why I don't watch. I mean, just reading the recaps makes my blood boil. I don't even look at the damn show. You know, just reading the recaps.
Yeah, I think
the scab writers were writing better when they were writing the show. The scab writers were writing better.
Yeah,
I agree.
Right,
yeah.
exactly. That's when they
you
started
know?
Meeting at the safe
yeah.
house.
Yes.
Yes.
You know?
I know.
Yes, that's whenever we got our people together because they was listening to the fans.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Well,
yeah,
you know what?
Listening to the
with
fans,
the ratings,
right.
With the ratings the way they are, they're going to have to start listening to the fans.
Yeah, but you know what? It's ABC.
As long
and
as
ABC
Ross is running the show,
everything.
Nothing's going to change.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Run that
right.
show into the ground before he lets us have our couple. I
mm-hmm.
guarantee
he will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And I don't even think it's about a couple at this point. I think it's about trying
about the
to
writing.
Get rid of the soaps. Period. I think they want to do something else with, you know, I think they want to, like, maybe put on some game shows or some kind of reality shows. Because there's you can't tell me by looking at these ratings that this idiot doesn't, I mean, can he see that the show needs to be changed? But he is just so determined. He got some real issues.
Can somebody ask? Are we in a sweep month? Are we in a sweep? Because if we're in a sweep, you could pull.
We are in sweep. We are in sweep
right
now.
Yeah, we
right
are
now.
In sweep.
Brenda,
wow.
Brenda, and this Balkan is the sweep's storyline.
Oh my gosh!
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
This is it.
We have not written a good sweep storyline since the Black and White Ball, or since the
exactly
that was the
last one.
That was it.
The Black and White Ball was the last. Yeah, they haven't written a really good sweep since the last two sweeps that they had. You know, the two good sweeps, the elevator scene. You know, with the court, Metro Court. Well, you know,
yes,
whatever.
The Metro Court hostage situation.
Yeah.
Right, which was excellent.
I enjoyed it.
Yes, it was excellent.
Yeah. That was
very, very good.
That was great. That was really, really good. And
mm-hmm.
What happened to the writers? Are they like brain dead now or something?
I don't know.
Did they forget how to write or something? Because I don't know. I feel like we're watching completely different writers writing the show.
I don't know what
it's disjointed all over the place.
Yes.
All I can say, if rumors are true and Zaytan breaks up really soon, I don't care. That will be the start of things, because this couple needs to fucking end before, you know, they need to end. They need to end 2 years ago when they started. This couple is the biggest joke on daytime TV. We are winning the SmackDowns, everything. And I believe that, I don't care, Zaytan and Liz Zaytan, we will get back to them. And her, you know, Bob and Fonz have said a lot of things, and they have gone back on them. So my opinion is, you know, all the spoilers coming out, a lot of them are not even have truth. So it's like, wait a moment, it's almost like, We just have to wait and see what's on the screen, because basically, like, spoilers are evil.
Well,
I'm just disgusted with them.
I forgot what I was going to say. Thanks a lot. I totally forgot what I was going to say.
The thing is, they got to put them in orbit together to even get them started, and they haven't even been in orbit together in 2 years, except for that brief hug and here and there.
And poor Jake, he's becoming, by the time Jason gets to know his son, he's going to be a freaking teenager or something, you know?
And he's going to be hating on Jason for not being a dad.
Mm-hmm. Now, that could be a really good storyline right there.
Yeah.
They could Jake into, like, because, you know, right now, Cameron should be older than Molly. Isn't that funny? He should be older than Molly right now. But, you know, they should, like, make them, you know, age the kids and then have some kind of a storyline where Jake, you know, finds out on his own or something that his dad's really Jason and...
Jason Morgan.
He's not his father and... You know, I don't know, or, you know, there's so much story that they could tell for that, you know.
I have been reading so many good fanfics. I said, Lord, Lord, Lord. G.A., mm-hmm. Will you hire these people, please?
I know.
Hire these
yes.
people.
I really
so I
know.
Agree.
Pay their airfare.
Right, G.H. than a head writer can.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, like this one story that I'm currently reading is called Memories.
I am too, isn't it good?
Oh, I love
so
this.
Good.
I said, man, I mean, it was.
Where's
I
it
said,
at?
Now that's huh?
Where's the fanfic?
It's
at?
On R. It's on RTN. Memories. It's so good. I'm on what's the next chapter? Chapter 27. And I always check back because she always like adds on and I can't wait for the huh?
The only time she does one chapter is during the weekends, I think.
Oh yeah.
Because sometimes she'll only do a chapter, and it's usually on the weekend that she only does just a chapter.
Well, every day I go on and I see something, and I see a new chapter.
Yeah,
because
but I mean, during
I know,
the week she does two chapters in one story. Sometimes she just does one.
Yeah. You know, because, like, I have started, you know, some of these stories on RTN. That's why I said I don't want to start anything unless it says completed now, because I started this one story that was good. It's called Time After Time. And I don't know what happened to that writer, of course. I have time after time is lost time because I keep going back way because I said, and I hate because I don't like get caught up in two and three different stories because I get totally confused. And then if they don't update it, you know, quickly, then I don't know what the hell I've read. But Memories, I love oh, so good. So good. I said, now that could
be a
fantastic
story. Have Jason
to
be both Quartermain and Morgan is
yes,
just awesome.
Right.
I mean, mixed into
one. The perfect
one.
Man.
Yep.
Oh, my God. The perfect male. Oh, jeez. Oh, well, I have my
such
memories.
Such is life.
I'll
we can't always get what we want, I guess.
No, that's such is life, baby. You can't always get what you want. So you just have to either accept it or move on. I decided to move on, baby.
Oh, Carly. I got to watch The Vampire Diaries. Finally, Thursday's episode. Oh my god!
Carrie watches that.
Huh?
Carrie's the one that really watches The Vampire Diary.
You see the end of it? Oh my god! Oh,
I know.
I felt so sorry for Damon. Man.
I know. I was crying.
Damon, why do you have to be so damn selfless? You know? Oh, my God.
I know.
I'm so pissed. Damn.
I was so upset. I went and I was like, why did you have to do that?
I know. I mean, I have a feeling that she's going to I have a feeling down the line she might remember something because the way she was looking, like, she looked
the way,
around, like,
yeah.
She was like,
yeah.
like, what the heck just happened or whatever, so... I have a feeling, I know they're bringing in somebody for Damon. I know they're bringing in some kind of a love interest for him for a while or something, but I don't know who it is, though. But I hope it's not that one girl, the other vampire that came into in that episode, that British one, you know? And
I'm trying to remember her.
Skipper and Selena. I want them together so bad, it hurts,
I
you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think they balance each other out. Wonderful.
I do too. And Stefan is so boring. I mean,
I know.
It kind of reminds me of, like, I don't know if you've ever seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That was a television show like lasted eight years, and there was like,
yeah,
there was a vampire. What was his name? There was a vampire named Spike. He was like the mean one, and then there was Angel, was the nice, soft-hearted one. But I loved Angel, but Spike kind of reminds me of that, you know, Stefan and, you know, the good and the bad, you know, and everything. But, yes, I hope they kind of go with them later on. I really do. You just
I do
love
too.
Them so much, you know?
And Ian Somerhalder is hot to look at.
I know.
I have a thing for blue eyes, and he has the prettiest blue eyes.
Maybe that's why we love Jason too, because of those really cool
I know.
Oh my god.
That's my weakness, blue eyes.
Blue eyes.
Maybe
blue eyes.
I never have blue eyes, so maybe that's why I have a weakness for blue eyes myself. So.
But yeah.
Damon
gets me every time.
Someone
I know,
tell me.
Of course, Damon. He can't get a fucking break, can he?
Oh my god.
Damn. Please, you know, and I felt so bad for him because the only reason he was living was for Catherine. You know,
yes.
And Catherine never loved him, and when she even flat out said that to him that she never loved him. Oh my god! No wonder he went kind of crazy and snap for, even though there's no excuse for snapping for brother's head, but
in my mind, he saw the ring, so everything is fine.
Yeah.
I can't be mad at him.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like he's lying to Elena. He saw the ring. He just wants, you know, to be the bad guy to her so that he, you know, it's part of his selfless act.
Elena, she's gonna, I don't know. She has to see the good in Damon, you know? She's seen it before, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully he'll really make it up to her. He's kind of been making it up to her in a little bit, I guess.
I couldn't imagine how it would feel to have, like, the person who you had been living for 145 years to tell you was a mistake. You shouldn't be here. I want your brother. And then he goes to her lookalike, and she says the exact same thing to his face. It's like, come on. It's going to drive him to the point of no return.
I know.
And you know what was really sad? The season finale, not season finale, when we thought he was kissing Elena, it turned out
I know.
Kicking Captain. I was so pissed. Man, I was so fucking pissed off at that.
I was too.
Oh.
I screamed at the TV.
Me too.
Literally, I mean, I screamed.
My mouth dropped open. My mouth so dropped open. I was like, that did not just happen.
The only thing I said was, fucking bitch. That's what I screamed at the TV. I'm like, ah!
Oh, my God. I know. Fucking bitch.
I wanted to reach through the screen and strangle Catherine.
I know. She is a fucking bitch. Who does she think she is, man? Okay, now, what are they trying to do? Why are they trying to get that moonstone? Are they trying to get rid of some kind of a curse? What curse is it they're trying to lift?
It is the curse of the vampire. It's either the curse of the vampire or the curse of the werewolf. Or it might be both. I don't know.
The one to fight kills the vampire. Maybe they're trying to get rid of that curse? Are they trying to get rid of the... where the werewolves can kill vampires just by their bite or whatever, something, I think.
Maybe, I'm not for sure. What I don't understand is that if they need the moonstone to lift the curse, why do they need the doppelganger?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't understand what the doppelganger's part is.
Maybe it's her blood. Maybe it's because they need a sacrifice and they need her blood or something. I guess that's
maybe,
what they were saying, so that.
And it just has to be a doppelganger?
I guess so. I know.
I don't understand.
Hey, I like Jeremy and, what's
Bonnie together.
Bonnie.
I love them.
Me too. Oh, my gosh. I'm starting to like Tyler and, what's her name?
Caroline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too. I went and I was like, oh, this could be an interesting couple.
<'Cause>, a werewolf and a vampire, really interesting, huh?
I know.
Oh my
Especially,
God, Brenda dropped off the line.
What?
Brenda dropped off on the line. Brenda's not on the line anymore.
Oh, she got cut off?
Dang. Yeah, and it's not even... Certainly, it's only 9:12. We have, like, 23 more minutes.
Wow. I don't know about
where,
I know.
You don't know about what
no.
I know.
Don't start cursing at them now. They'll hear you.
Oh yeah, and did you have everything in your apartment like set up and stuff, Allie, or are you like not organized yet?
I'm unpacked. There's no boxes. The TV is
really?
Coming.
Oh my God, that took me like 4 months. Okay.
No. Of course, I just moved one room. I mean, come on. It's not that bad. And TV is coming Saturday.
That's good. And then when did the cable get hooked up?
Yes.
You know what?
Yep.
I found out you... Okay, I found out how you can do the DirecTV thing. You should call them up and say, you know, what if this snow's available or something? Don't you want to try and get your order done now instead of like November 14th, 15th? And then maybe they might do it faster.
I'm not messing with it. They're coming Saturday. Hallelujah. Please, DirecTV, don't take anybody listening. I love DirecTV.
Yeah.
We cannot Good luck to be here because the son is in the right position or whatever, but everyone I've talked to loves DirecTV.
Yeah.
I've had DirecTV for like a long time. We've had it since like, I don't know, 20 years.
Bridget? Bridget?
Bridget? Hello?
Bridget?
Hey.
Oh, am I on? I'm sorry. I didn't think I was on. You pushed me on through. I was just kind of
listening. Oh, well, because I saw it and Bridget got kicked off. And so, yeah. Hi, Cece. Well, come on. I mean, we are not going to bite, but if you want me to put you back on hold until after the show, I can do that.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's 16 minutes. I can do it. So what were we talking about?
DirecTV.
Oh yeah, well.
I know. Okay, fine. Yes. By the way, did anyone see on One Life to Live about the fact that, you know, I cannot tell the third brothers apart some days. And their names are very confusing, especially Ford. They call him Ford when his last name is Ford. And, but I think, you know, it's kind of clear that, you know, I'm hoping for a Star and James thing. Even though I love Cole and Star, I cannot make up my mind.
What? I guess, and to speak to that, you know, I guess for me, once I get on a couple, like if I've been invested in these couples for so long, if there's a third wheel involved, I always have a soft spot for that couple. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess I could get into the James and Star thing, what's Cole's completely not in the picture anymore, because it would it'd be hard for me to get in it if Cole was still there, you know.
Yeah,
but
and Cole is definitely not going to be in the picture.
Yeah, I know, because he's going to go to prison for killing. I know, of course, but I don't know. I was hoping they were going to. I thought I heard a rumor they were recasting, or I read a rumor they were going to recast Cole, but I don't know. I can't. I'm not against it right now, but it's going to take me a little while to really get into it.
I don't think they're going to recast Cole anytime soon, because I'm pretty sure One Life to Live let go of Brandon and not the other way around.
Okay.
I really know, because I thought the
why did they let
the way
go?
It was
for budget cuts or what? Probably. Storyline reasons or something?
Well, you know what I had read, you know, how he kind of blew up. I hear he had some kind of a medical issue or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're speaking about the actor who plays Cole?
Yeah, the guy that plays
Brandon
Cole.
Buddy.
Yeah, can't you see how he blew? Because I know exactly when I was changing the channel. I said, why does his face look so big? I blew. He must be on some kind of a steroid because they do kind of blow you up. And I was seeing where he has some kind of a medical condition or something.
Yeah.
Now, as to whether or not that's the reason why he's leaving the show, I don't know. But that's what I was reading the other day.
Yeah. But, no, I was under the impression because, see, he got into trouble because he has a Twitter account.
Yeah.
And he tweeted that he had been let go.
Oh.
And that they did not renew the contract with him.
Okay.
And then One Life to Live and ABC got pissed off because that was before. I mean, he tweeted that like back in, I think it was back in August.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got pissed, and then they told him to redo a statement. So then he went and he said, my Twitter account was hacked into, whatever was posted the day before, does not apply. Mm. Everything is fine and all that. And then, like, 2 months later, it finds out that he is off.
Right. Mm.
Brenda got dropped, you guys.
Hmm?
Oh, no, Brenda got dropped for some reason. She got dropped.
Oh.
Blog Talk. But no, I thought it was I thought he was leaving because he wanted to leave it. Because he wanted to go back to school in Texas. That's what I thought.
Well, I don't know. It's just what I heard. Because I know he definitely got into trouble about the whole Twitter thing because there is a clause in the contract that they're not allowed to publicly speak or, you know, report anything about the contracts. They don't want the news being leaked to anybody about who's coming on or who's leaving the canvas.
Mm.
Oh my God, who's watching TV?
What?
Yeah,
I was just
curious.
How do you know I was watching TV? Can you hear it?
Yeah.
What are you watching?
Hi, Met Your Mother. I don't know. Gossip Girl.
Oh
on
my.
Right.
Bridget, you are back on the line.
Alrighty.
Did it just cut you off? Is that what happened?
Skype just dropped me again.
Let's see. Okay,
you got me. It's okay.
Yeah, I know. Excuse me. I ate too much tonight. I had this Chick-fil-A. There's a Chick-fil-A we have. You got to wait.
Yeah.
This place is so fucking expensive, man. Shit, it cost me like $14 for like a meal for myself, and I got my dad a slice sandwich, and then I had to get me dessert too. I shouldn't have done it, but I did. Got me a lemon pie. It came up to like $14. That place is so expensive, though. It's more expensive than to go to McDonald's. I guess it's because it's Chick-fil-A, man. I don't know. I only go there once in a blue moon because of the price. It costs like $7 for like a meal or something.
But you know what? If you're going to blame...
the best French fries. They have the best waffle-shaped French fries. And they're cooked with peanut oil. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Don't get me dream. I'm going to be dreaming about those damn fries now.
They're like really, really good. They're so delicious, man. And I don't get ketchup. I get Polynesian sauce because they have different kinds of sauces you could get. And so I get the Polynesian sauce. I blame my nieces on that because I was always a ketchup girl with ketchup with, like, French fries like that. But I always get Polynesian sauce. I'm like in heaven when I go there.
Dang it.
And their pies. And they got a whole pie. You can buy a whole pie or a slice of pie. I go tonight, I want a piece of pie. I go, the slice of pie, not the whole pie. Just the slice of lemon pie. Oh, my God.
Mm.
So good.
Okay, be quiet.
Literally
gaining weight listening to you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man, I need to lose weight before Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's what I mean.
I'm going to have to wait for my the New Year's resolution thing. That's when I'll go on.
By the way, you guys, okay. I'm thinking about doing, like, on that Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, having a show, but my dilemma about this whole fucking thing is everyone going to be going out of town for Thanksgiving? So I now have a show? Or what, you guys?
Yeah.
And you guys tell me this album, too.
Well, I'm not going to be here. I mean, I'll be over to my daughter's house. I have to prepare stuff, so.
Oh,
you know what?
Did you go a couple?
I
guess, too.
Hmm?
So that would be the Wednesday before.
Oh, I love you.
By a longtime friend. Oh, okay.
What?
No, my
I'm lost.
My 11-year-old niece came in and gave me a fortune cookie. She wanted me to open it up. And it said, what does it say? You will be, what does it say?
You will be happily surprised.
You will be happily surprised by a longtime friend. So all my longtime friends are like, I know them. They're not, they're in my life. I'm not surprised by
Well, it might be from a longtime friend that you haven't seen in a long time.
True.
Actually, I'm going to a high school reunion in next year,
well,
but that's
There
you go.
That's it. High school reunion. Maybe you'll find Mr. Wright there. You never know.
I wasn't very popular in high school, so I probably won't know a lot of people. Some of the guys, I'm sure there were people who remember me, some of the guys that teased me.
But maybe some of the guys look now bald and ugly and,
Actually, that's true, because I'm on Facebook, and I joined, like, the, what do you call it, when you graduate from high school, the alumni thing on Facebook for my graduating class. My friend Michelle, who I'm going to the reunion with, she said a lot of people, oh, my gosh, they're for the worse, not for the better. I'm like, wow, okay. And I've lost weight since my high school days, so I'll look better. I'm kidding.
But, yeah, Carly, if you want to do a show the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I will definitely call in.
Cool.
At least for a little while.
You know, the whole thing about Thanksgiving is I'm –
Well, everyone's out of town.
Yeah.
Like an hour. Maybe you should just have it for an hour or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea, too. And I'm going to say I'm against Thanksgiving for one good reason. Because every Thanksgiving, I gained, like, 4.5 pounds after the meal. Okay, maybe it's just water. But, you know, I mean, just the whole thing about...
It's not the food's
Moderate.
Fault, though. It's our fault for going in there and getting that extra food, whatever, you know?
Just being a pig. Just come out and say it.
Moderate.
I'm a pig.
Yeah, it's moderation, because when I lost all that weight, not like starting in 04, every time the holidays would come, I started getting a little bit, moderation. Mm-hmm. I didn't get pile it on. I just, a little bit of everything, you know, and like a spoonful. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I do, Carly?
What?
I will go to these huge dinners, and what I do is I have, I'll fix 2 or 3 plates. And what I do is I'll package up the other plates that I don't eat. And I'll save them, and that will be dinners or a lunch for the rest of the week.
That's true.
So
oh, my God, that is a good idea.
That's what I do.
Oh, my.
Because
there's too much stuff. And the pies.
The pies. Just cut it in a small little slice and, you know.
Yeah.
Just put a dauble or a drip of whipped cream or something. But you know what, though?
Terry makes the best seed cake, but she makes the best seed cake for cream seed frosting.
It's carrot cake, not cheesecake. If I knew how to make cheesecake.
Okay, I have this red velvet cheesecake on my mind, and I keep thinking about it, because it was so creamy. I'm like, okay.
Well, you know what?
This is bad.
instead of making yams or what for Thanksgiving, I might just make a carrot cake for Thanksgiving. Maybe.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. We'll see.
I'm looking at all these fan events they're having for the different cast members. They're having their different fan events this next summer. Jonathan Jackson and...
Yeah, for the General Hospital
Fan
Club weekend.
Huh?
It's for the General Hospital Fan Club weekend.
Yeah, they got them all the different dates and, you know, and...
I saw. I cannot
wait. Becky Herb's soiree and...
Yeah.
Whatnot.
I am so going
out. Oh, by the way, you guys, if we get snow after Thanksgiving and if I'm trapped in this little apartment, we are going to have a show like, not every night, that would be crazy because I would not have a voice, but we might have a lot of more system because if it's snowing and I'm stuck in this place, I'm going to need to do a show because, well, if the power doesn't go out. No, I'm serious. No. In 08, when I was sick here for 10 days, I was climbing the walls. I was like, I think I watched every Lifetime movie on Lifetime that time.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You know.
Oh, man.
I hope this winter my electric does not go out here in the apartment because I have only electric heating.
Me too.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Everything in my house is electric also. Everything is electric. That's a bad
you
thing.
You know what? Okay.
So when you have a storm and, you know, everything is out, you know.
No, well, and you know what's
that? That's the downside. That's the downside.
Well, and the downside is our cell phones don't work. I mean, we have to, like, go out in the hallway.
Mm.
And that's a pain in the butt.
Mm.
Oh, I'd say.
Wait, Al, where did you live again?
I live in Ohio.
Okay, so you guys get snow there a lot or never?
Well, back in my hometown where I moved from, we hardly got snow too much. But I moved up a little bit north, and it's on a snow belt, what they say.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
right in
the snow belt?
Mm-hmm. A snow belt is something that always catches, it's an area that always catches snow.
So it's always right.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I used to live in a
snow
belt area. Yeah.
I think I'm in a little bit of trouble. But we shall see.
Mm.
I have extra blankets just in case.
Yeah, you're going to need it. Mm-hmm.
So let's hope for no big snows for Ohio.
Yeah, but even if it's not big for Seattle, they close everything down. We have 1 inch on the ground and everything closed down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
You know what? I guess I should be grateful that I live in California weather, huh? Even in winter.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Well, I know I'm
sure
grateful. I know because I have lived in the snow. When I used to live in New York, we got a lot of snow and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's snow. And then I also lived in Rochester, too. New York for 2 years, and that's in the snow. That's right in the snow belt, along with Buffalo and Niagara and stuff like that. And I tell you, it is a trip because we used to go out there, and the snow used to come up to our hips. But the snow was always so clean because unlike the city, you know, where it gets nasty after a while,
mm-hmm.
It stays so nice and soft, and my daughter loved it, you know, because she was real young then, and she loved it. The kids used to make the snowmen and whatnot, and I'm from New York. I said, people really do build snowmen out here.
I like the snow.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wish that, like, it could snow everywhere but on the roads and sidewalks and no ice.
Okay. There you go.
Because
perfect
I about
weather.
Break my neck every winter on ice.
I know. That's the downside. Like,
yeah.
Snow is one thing. But and then you see what's so scary because you've got this black ice that you need.
Oh, yeah.
And you can bust your butt.
Yeah.
Walking on it. Oh, I used to hate to go because I used to have to walk down a hill to go into the train station. And I
mm-hmm.
used to be holding on to cars, trees, strangers. I just wanted to make
oh,
it
please.
Down.
I used to, in order
to
get.
Down the hill. Oh, gosh, I used to hate that.
Yeah, in order to get to the bus stop, we had to either go downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could go the roundabout way, which was a hill that led into, like, a street.
Mm.
So what you did was is that I usually took the hill, and I would just end up on my butt all the time, and I would just take a ride down and hope my feet stopped me before I hit traffic.
Oh, my...
It was horrible. But because I knew if I took the stairs, I would break my neck.
To kill yourself.
Oh, my God.
I fell down the whole flight of stairs. It was in California. It was no snow or anything, but I fell down the whole flight of stairs, man.
Wow.
Yeah. You never told me this.
I didn't, it was a long time ago. We lived in La Mirada, and we were coming home from somewhere, and I don't know what happened, but I was, going down this, and all of a sudden, I fell. Surprised I didn't get a concussion or break a bone or something, and oh my gosh, yeah, and I think I had, soda in my hand or... We went to college junior or something, and I was more upset of losing the falling down the stairs.
Oh, my God.
You know what, too? My friends, they always laugh at me because I will never fall downstairs hardly, but falling up the stairs, I have a horrible time with.
Falling up the stairs. Wow.
Falling up the stairs.
Falling up the stairs.
That's funny. Good Lord.
Mm. That's funny.
It is bad.
Well, 2 years ago in that bad snow, and my brother and my sister-in-law picked me up, and my brother, I was having a hard time walking in the snow because I kept falling, and it was up to our knees. And I'm like, he goes, let me help you. I'm like, I can do it. And then he ended up carrying me to the front door because he didn't want me to keep, he's like, you're clumsy today. So he, got me. But when the snow is that bad, when, you can barely walk, when
yeah.
it's like a feet or two, that's kind of bad.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, living here in Florida, that's the one thing I don't, it gets hot here, but I could rather deal with the heat turn on the air conditioner, but that snow, boy, I used to look out of the window and try to clear a path so I could get to the subway, even before I hit the street. I said, now, if I cross the street and go here and go, and then you see people slipping and falling, I said, oh, my God. Such a stressful time trying to get to work, boy. Oh, I don't miss the snow, not one bit, not one bit. Do not miss the cold weather. Mm-mm. They can have it.
Yeah.
They can have it.
Tio, I didn't know about that story about your falling. That's really kind of funny.
It was such a long time ago, and... It's barely a glimpse in my mind, but I just remember I did fall, and it was the next stairs.
It was cement stairs, and I landed all the way up to the bottom of the stairs. Yeah, it wasn't hurt or anything. I'm surprised. And my mom was a nurse anyway, so I'm sure she would have felt for any broken bones or anything. But
yeah, that's it. Okay. That's the whole thing about having a mom who's a nurse. Because they know when you are faking sick. Okay? That's...
Well,
you know what I mean? When somebody... No, because I need the help.
I could not fake. I'm sorry. The only thing that I could do is because I wear glasses. The only thing that I could do was hide my glasses. I hid my glasses and I wasn't able to go to school. I didn't know how to play sick.
I think every kid has fake sickness at some point. I don't think there's a kid in this world that hasn't faked some kind of illness.
Well, see, what happened was I said to my mom, I'm sick, I don't feel good. She thought I was faking. She thought I was faking. But I was being serious.
Oh,
to go, Mom, I have a stomachache. And she didn't believe me, but she let me stay home anyway. And I go, see, Mom, I told you I was throwing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sick. So I know.
Well,
she was believing me.
I said to myself, because I have a stupid history test. I knew I was going to fail anyway because it was a test, and I suck at tests like that. And I asked my older brother, what is the best way to take the answers, to go look and take the semester and do a tip of light bulb? Leave it for like 3 seconds. Well, I left it for like a minute, I think. And it was hot, but I cooled down by my chest. And then I put it in my mouth and my mom came in, and I had 120 people. And she goes, you're going to school. I'm like, but Mom, it's only 120. If it was 120, you would be dead.
I'd always wait till my mom went to work, and like I'd plant the seed there before she went to work, and be like, I'd get up and be like, oh Mom, I just want to go back to bed. My stomach sort of hurts. I don't know what's going on. It hurts real bad.
Yeah, right.
She'd be like, just keep getting ready. You need to go to school. And then I'd call her, and I'd have a couple bottles of water near me in the bathroom. And I would call Mom, and I would be like, Mom, I feel so sick. I have to stay home.
Hello?
Oh, well, I actually got disconnected. Allie. Yeah.
It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
So Steve is having his own fan event. I don't see anything with he and Kelly together. I'm going down the list and.
Mm-hmm.
He and Kelly, they're not having anything together, not that I can see.
Yeah, so Al's phone died. Okay. So, the one thing I'm happy with Days of Our Life is, Jennifer is coming back this week. I am so excited about
who
coming. Melissa Weeds, who plays Jennifer on Days of Our Life.
Oh, that's Steve's wife?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'll be coming to tell everyone good night.
Good night.
I know.
You know, every time we say that, I feel like how we say goodnight, I feel like we are, like, on the Partridge Family or whatever, and the whole goodnight thing.
Good night, John Boy. Good night.
Yeah.
Good night,
Shirley. Good night, Carly. Good night.
Yes.
Foster.
Bridget?
Good night, Bridget.
Is still on? I thought she got disconnected.
I brought her back on. Bridget, you here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were gone, Bridget.
Not a
thing. I know. Brigitte. Teresa. I'm going to say my name is Teresa. Teresa.
What the hell are you doing? You're confusing me.
No, because Shirley goes Brigitte, and I was saying.
I love to hear that, you know, that's pronounced that way, you know. Brigitte.
I like that too, Brigitte. I don't
sounds
like to
sexy.
Oh.
Hey,
hey,
does anyone call you Bridget?
What's that, Shirley?
I said, does anyone call you Bridget?
No.
Oh,
hey, Bridget, are you off on Thursday and Friday too?
What Thursday and
this
Friday?
This week are you?
Yeah. No, we don't have any days off till Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're not off for Veterans Day?
Nope.
Really?
No.
Really?
You gotta go to school.
Oh, wow.
Well, because here my nieces and nephew are off until he's off.
Nope, nothing until Thanksgiving weekend.
You know, these kids get so many days off now.
I know. That's what my mom was saying.
It's ridiculous, man. They hardly go to school, you know. If it's one thing, then the parents get together and they have a couple of days off until they actually, oh, my goodness.
I think now because of these furlough days, too, because we have Thursday's a holiday for Veterans Day, but then the next day is a holiday. It's considered a holiday for our school district, but we're getting a furlough day. So I think they used that they did it on purpose so they could, everybody's getting a furlough day, and so the kids are going to be affected by it too, by not having school in session.
Is that supposed to be saving money or something? I mean,
yep, it's supposed to be saving money, the budget and stuff.
Yeah.
So we don't get paid for that day, but.
Oh, you don't get paid, right?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
I know.
Oh, well.
That sucks.
Huh?
No, I mean, it kind of sucks for Bridget because I thought, like, all schools had Thursday off, but.
Hey,
well,
doesn't suck for me. I still get paid.
Good.
Get at work.
Good for you.
And then, you know, they have Thanksgiving, like, then, do, like, 2.5 weeks, then they are off for Christmas.
So that's right. After Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Yes. Yes, my little nephew. Who's going to be five. For the last 6 months, he's been singing I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. And I'm like, I go, Eli, that's a Christmas song. No, it's now. And I go, okay. And the other day I figured out why he was ticklish, and I was tickling him. And then he was tickling me, and then he goes, I'm going to show you a new trick of mine. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to like this. That kid had no fear, you guys. He jumped from couch to couch, and then he jumped on the floor. And I'm like, Eli, that's not a good thing to do because your sister, you know, might get hurt. What is that noise?
It's like that's some clanking.
Yeah. So, Tia, are you going back on your kick? Oh, you're going to be taking solid before you kick.
My sister's in the bath right now, so I'll have to wait for that.
You might have to wait 3 hours, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, I won't have to wait that long, but I'm on Netflix right now. I'm looking to see what movie I want to add to my queue, to top of my queue.
Oh, okay.
Mm, oh, so you order from Netflix? My sister's been doing it for years.
Yeah, I
know she says you have to have a certain amount. You always in your
queue,
right?
Well, you could do one. You could do the cheapest one is like $4.95, but you only get like one movie at a time, and you're only limited as to how many movies you could watch online.
Mm-hmm.
I do the $8.95 one. That's one movie a month. I mean, you could watch it the next day, watch it the same day, and then turn it in, and you could get as you could keep it as long as you want. You could watch it when you're done watching, you could turn it in, but you could watch up to like however movies you want as long as you turn it in. And then what's in your queue, you get it. It comes back to you that the next day or whatever, or the day after or something. But you could watch movies. I watch movies online more than I send it off.
You watch movies online, really?
On Netflix.
Yeah.
There's, you can watch a lot of movies on Netflix now. Sometimes you could watch like a new movie, like a brand new movie, like The Proposal with Sandra Bullock. I was surprised was on there to watch too. And that's like $8.95 a month or something. That's unlimited watching online, and you have to have like get the one month movie or something.
But it's online though, right?
Yeah, you have to have sign up for it or whatever.
Okay,
you know,
right.
And you have to. They sometimes have telefriend deals too. You could have them try it for like a month or so, and if they like it, that's how they probably get to make their business by doing that. You know?
Oh, okay.
But, there's like so many movies on here you could watch, you know, a lot of movies. And I have one DV at a time, unlimited instant watching for $8.99. And then you could watch one DV at a time. They have $4.99 a month, but you can only watch instantly up to 2 hours a month.
Right.
So that doesn't really give you. Stars Play and Live Stars Play TV channel, and okay, you only have a limited access for that. So I get the $8.99 a month. I used to have the $23.99 a month one, but I had to change that. I know.
How much a month was it?
Well, it was four DVDs at $23.99, but it was too expensive, so I turned it down to $8.99 a month.
Yeah, that's a lot, too.
If you think about it, though, I mean, it's worth your money because you're watching a bunch of movies every day, and when you go to a freaking video store, you're spending, what?
At least
$4.99.
So you're basically getting your money's worth on this.
I'm too cheap. I don't really rent movies a lot. You know, once in a while I do, but we get it from from the Red Box.
Yeah, the
Red
Box.
Like a buck.
Yeah.
We have the Red Box. But the only downside about that, too, you can only keep it until the next day. You have to take it back or else they charge you late fees or something like that.
That's why a lot of these Hollywood videos and blockbusters have lost business because the online thing now, Netflix, they've shut down a lot of Hollywood videos here and blockbusters.
Yeah,
and
same here.
They're going out of business, I tell you. My sister saw Inception the other night, you know, with Leo DiCaprio. Actually, they only watched it for a half an hour. And she said, she and her husband, they didn't know what, they couldn't understand it. They couldn't get into it. So they just stopped watching it. I said, that's funny. I said, one of my blog peeps, Jay, says that it was so good and you girls have to see Inception because it's this, it's that. And my sister said, well, he can have it because it sucks. He said, we watched for half an hour to 45 minutes and we didn't get it.
It was,
it's, you know,
well,
it's one of these movies that, you know.
I guess. Yeah, I guess you kind of like.
Confusing.
Yeah. I know.
You know, it was sort of confusing. I don't like those kind of movies, you know. I don't want. Now, I see Matt Damon, boy, he's hot. Now, I wanted to see his other movie that he has out. Now, I guess it's still in the theaters. They don't keep him in the theaters that long anymore.
No, they don't.
That's supposed to be good. But he's got another one coming out in March, and that looks interesting, too. I said, you go, Matt. Matt is on fire, honey. Matt is on fire. He's doing his thing. It's spitting them movies out one by one. Boy, I tell you.
So, what was I going to... Yeah, but the movie don't stay as long in the theater as...
No, not like they used to years ago. They were staying, you know, a couple of months to go see them, but now if they stay in there for maybe a month, you know, then they... Because they can make more money off of them when they turn, you know, when they go DVD, you know, once they go DVD... They feel that they can make more money, you know, and whatnot.
True.
So they don't really stay in the theaters that long anymore at all. But sometimes, and I like to see movies like on the big screen. You know, I do. I mean, I've seen on television, but it's not the same thing. See it on the big screen. Certain movies you have to see on the big screen, you know. It doesn't have the same kind of impact. When you're watching on... When you're watching on television, it's just different, you know. Not unless you have one of these big, big, big screens with the Bose speakers and stuff and, you know, that kind of thing to make it sound like you're in a theater. But other than that, I like to go to the movies.
Yeah, but it costs so much.
Well,
no,
I know,
like,
well, you know, senior citizens, we only have to pay $5. And even, and it's $5 you pay up until a certain hour, you know, you can get in any theater for like $5. I forgot up to what time. But me, I pay $5 all the time, you know, because I get the senior citizen price. You know.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What's that? Scratchy sound.
It's on the window tree.
Not me.
Brenda, are you still here?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we were trying to figure out the scratchy noise. Okay, so... Oh, has anyone watched the news show, The Talk? That came on in place of As the Tunes.
No, is it good?
Yeah, I haven't really watched.
Talk show. I mean, how much can you talk about? Good Lord.
Exactly.
One talk show after the end of talking about the same stuff. Same stuff, different channel.
True.
You know. What is this? What is this? Show that the Bold and the Beautiful, everyone's talking. What are they talking about? What kind of storyline are they having? It's supposed to be is it controversial or something? I mean, what is it about?
Oh my God, they better not go there with Chris and Thomas.
I know,
no,
they better not.
They better not do that, or I'm gonna
what
not
happened?
Watch that show anymore.
Yeah, they're trying to make they are trying to make, what's the name called, with his son, has a crush on his stepmom.
Oh, so he's going to have an affair with his stepmom?
Oh, God, they better not do that, though. Poor Brooke, the character of Brooke, she can't get a
I know.
Why are we going to scandal with things, man? Can't they just write her?
living her life married to Ridge without all this fucking other stuff going on?
I have, yeah.
Shit. Yeah, and, God, are they really going? I don't even know if they're going to go there or not.
I hope not. I will be pissed off with B&B.
Because they're making such a big thing over it. I said, well,
yes.
What kind of storyline are they talking about? You know, I said, well, let me ask y'all, because you look, I don't watch Bowling Beautiful, but.
It's making me want to kill them. I mean,
it's making me want to kill them. Yeah,
yes.
Really.
Yes. Big Sis,
yeah.
I would be really nice to me today.
Why?
Have you checked your cell phone?
Hold on, I have it. I'm on my cell phone because my battery and my house phone is dead. Well, yeah, to you too, okay? Oh. But I get off the phone now and go have a shower or whatever, and I'm going to go watch Gossip Girl.
Go watch Gossip Girl. I guess we too. I'll say goodnight because everyone's falling asleep.
I know.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
good. I will, we will see you on Wednesday night.
Wednesday night it is. All right.
Yep.
Good night, ladies.
Good night. Night.
Bye.
Good night, Bridget.
Bye.
Night, Shirley.
Good night,
bye,
John, boy.
Bye. Bye. Bye.